What the fuck is going on? How long has it been? I missed you. God damn it. How long has it been? Over 30 days? It's been like a month since I've spoken to you. Any type of interaction whatsoever. This podcast you're going to hear, episode 56. I'm pretty rusty. I think you could tell. Not that I was any good before the 30 days, but, I just felt rusty, man. I kept, I remember, like, the past 2 weeks, I would try to record, I would push record, speak for maybe 10 seconds, and then just hit stop, and there was this one time, this happened last week, I pushed record. As soon as I pushed the record button, my cat jumped on the bureau, sat on my Xbox One, and threw up all over it. A perfect line. He threw up a perfect straight line of vomit right across my Xbox. For 1 second, I thought he was, like, making something, you know, like, remember, like, in Charlotte's Web with the Charlotte's Web, you know, she had the little, you know, the spider web and all that shit. She was making words. I swear to God, I thought the cat was going to, like, write, like, some crazy shit. No, just a straight line of vomit. So that completely got me out of the mood to do a podcast. But here I am, right here, right now. This is the intro. And, I don't know. Let's just get right into it. Let's just start the podcast, all right? Let's go. So, I'm in the new, Rain Man podcast studio, aka my closet. I'm in my closet right now. It's the only place in this apartment where you can't hear any background noise. You'll probably still hear it. I apologize in advance. And by background noise, I mean other people's TVs, children screaming, and, you know, again, I apologize. And I apologize for the long, what do you call it? Hiatus, I guess you could say, you know? It's just been difficult to podcast, that's all. So let's get right into it. Actually, you know what? I had a, I have a notebook for, like, just notes for, like, podcasts and stuff like that, topics, you know, just various subjects. It started to really grow this month because of all the shit that went down. But unfortunately, that's what sucks about not doing a podcast in a month. So much shit to talk about, but it's really just, you know, it's old news, you know. Nothing even lasts a week, you know. If a story goes on for about a week, that's pretty incredible. So let me just go through just, not everything, but just some of the things I thought were just, it broke my heart not being able to podcast, you know. Okay, never mind Bruce Jenner. I'm skimming through the list right here. One of my notes says white lady, and then it says / black lady. That's in reference to, what's her name? Rachel Dolezal. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right, but, whatever. That story, can I just be honest? When I first read about, this woman who, was living her life as a black woman, in the back of my mind, I was this. You know, this is because I read too many comic books. When I first read it, I was kind of hoping that the story would be like this lady was, like, for years, she was living her life as a white woman, like, by day, but then, like, by night, she would dress up as this black woman, almost like she was almost like a real life Batman. You know, do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know, I must sound retarded, but when I was first reading it, like, I know I made a comment about, it was like, who's seen the movie, what's it called? Soul Man. If my sister is listening to this, I know she knows what I'm talking about. It's a really bad 80s movie. I think it came out in, like, 84, 86. I'm not sure, but, it was just a ridiculous. If you've never seen the movie, it's about a white kid who can't get into a college, but he somehow gets into a black college therefore he dresses up, or I shouldn't say dresses up, he puts on, like, you know, does all black face, he gets, like, a jerry-curled wig. It's horrible. It's as bad as it sounds, but please go watch it. Why not? Hey, if you can make a movie called White Chicks, then I see no problem with Soul Man. Let me just say that out loud, all right? When I say out loud, just... Anyway, what else? Donald Trump. Can I just say one thing about Donald Trump? I hope... I just want him to go the full race. I just want him to go all the way. I don't want him to be president, but I want him to just... Like, it almost happens. Oh, my God. I'll vote. I've never voted. If Donald Trump runs for president, I swear. I know he's not going to win, but I just want... Oh, it's going to just... You don't understand. This is good television. Donald Trump on TV. And just for the record, I don't think he's a... He's an asshole, obviously. But I don't think he's a fucking idiot. Nobody makes that much money being an idiot. You just can't be. This is an act. He's a TV whore. Obviously, he had the Apprentice and all that shit. If you had the money he had, would you have a TV show? No. Me personally, I would probably be, I don't know, in a fucking island by myself. That's it. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. What else? Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy. Sean Combs, P. Diddy, as you all know him. Again, I know this is old news, but can I just say, if you didn't hear about it, Puffy, he had to rough up his son's college football coach, I believe. None of that is important. What makes this story what it is that, I guess if you would... Even I hate this word, but allegedly he beat the shit out the guy with a kettlebell. All right. And if that is true, can I just say this very quickly? Only in America can a man like Puff Daddy allegedly beat somebody's ass with a kettlebell on Monday. All right. Then on Saturday, he's at the BET Awards. It's incredible. Oh, last but not least, gay marriage, legal. Can I just say that, I think that's pretty cool, I guess, if you want to get married. I still, even at 32, I still don't, I don't see why you would get married. I don't know. If you're married, send me a tweet. Let me know the benefits. I just don't get it. I never understood it. I never understood marriage. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, gay people, you want to do it, knock yourself out, it's legal. I just thought that was great. Actually, no, that's why I put that down. When this happened, when I was in the process of moving from house to the apartment, I was moving all my shit and my family shit, and we didn't have any Wi-Fi, so for about 4 days, maybe 3 or 4 days, no Wi-Fi. So I was disconnected from the outside world. I had no idea gay marriage was legal. So when I get back online, so I immediately, first thing you do, you get internet finally, you go on fucking Twitter or you go on Facebook. I go on Facebook and Twitter and all I see is just rainbows just fucking everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Is this like a fucking like gay virus or some shit? I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like everything was just gay. Like, just again, I don't mind if you're gay, that's great. I just didn't know why. I go on Facebook and every goddamn picture is a fucking rainbow. I didn't know if everybody was just coming out at the same time. My mom had her she had like the background of the rainbow. I was like, all right, I guess she's coming out the closet. You could have text me at least before you put it on Facebook, but yeah, anyway, I don't know where the fuck that was going, but, I guess that's it, right? I'm looking at my piece of paper, I just see, it just says Bill Cosby in, like, a star. There's really nothing else to say about Mr. Cosby after that, what was that, the deposition, right? Is that what it called? Is that what it's called? Anyway, I have been a Cosby supporter, but, damn, Mr. Bill, it's not looking good, man. It's not looking good at all. And, I guess that's about it. I'll still watch The Cosby Show. All right? I don't give a shit. It's a great fucking TV show. All right? Even if he was, you know, popping pills and, well, he wasn't popping pills. Well, he probably was, but, well, not as much as they were, but, you know. Anyway, I'm sorry. That was, uncalled for. Yeah, I guess that's it. You do know that he's never going to admit. He's not going to fully admit what he did until he's on his deathbed, right? You people do understand that. He'll probably do it live. Just a big fuck you and then beep. So, there it is. Just letting you know what's going to happen. I'm calling it right now. That's a fucking shame, man. Mr. Cosby, God damn it. Why you? You know my favorite thing? I know I keep saying that, I'm just going to push that, but my favorite thing right now, going on YouTube, Illuminati, Bill Cosby. And then you just get sucked into the YouTube fucking black hole. And then you just go on videos, this and that, Beyonce's in the Illuminati and all this stuff. It's fantastic. If you just want to, if you ever want to kill, you know, 2 hours, there you go. Just do that. I think that's about it. Yeah, there's no point in reading through this list. All right, later. Hey, to any new listeners, first off, thank you if you're still listening. Any returning listeners, thanks for sticking around. Thanks for continuing to, you know, support the podcast. But like I said, if you're brand new to this, do me a favor. You want to do me another solid, an extra solid, all right? A granite hard solid, all right? Go to fizzbutton.net. You go there and check out all the other podcasts there. If you like me, I'm pretty sure you will enjoy all the other podcasts that are there. It's called The Podcast Party. You click that icon on the website, fizzbutton.net. Just figure I'd say that again, all right? But fizzbutton.net, you see Podcast Party. And you just click that thing, and you're going to see all these great podcasts pop up. And, you know, click on one, subscribe, and, you know, there you go. There it is. You're welcome. All right? How about that? And let's say you're not into podcasts. Well, guess what? You're into music, right? You got to listen to music. Well, fizzbutton.net has over, like, 10 radio stations, all right? So I'm sure you'll find something. Believe me. When it comes to music, podcasting, there's something there for everybody, all right? And also, if you don't want to listen, you can read. Let's say you don't like listening to anything. You don't like listening to shit. Or you're deaf. All right? Let's say you're deaf. You like reading? Guess what? They got blogs there. They got videos. All right? If you're blind, it really doesn't, you know. If you're blind and you like to listen to shit, go to the podcast party. All right? So there you go. Fizzbutton.net. It's something for everyone. If you're deaf, blind, real quick, I just finished watching this documentary, and they're not a sponsor or anything. It's just I thought it was interesting, and maybe some of you will enjoy it. Some of you might have the same kind of weird sense of humor that I have, but it's called Dogfight. Dog is spelled D-A-W-G, all right, Dogfight. It's a documentary, it's a documentary, I don't know why I can't say that word. You know another word I can't say? Suggest, I have a real hard time saying that word. Suggest, okay, there you go, yeah, I kind of got it. What the fuck was I talking about? Dogfight, yes. Go watch it. That's it. It's about backyard fights. Actually, it's more about, I think it's separated into, it's about 50% about a promoter named Dada 5000. that's the name he goes by. Don't ask me. I have no fucking clue how the fuck he got that name. But Dada 5000 is a fight promoter. He, if I had to describe him, Dana White meets Rick Ross is the best way I could describe this man. And he runs these backyard fights in his mother's backyard. And the other half of the movie is about the fighters that compete in the backyard events, I guess, you know, is what you want to say. And can I just say that while I kind of feel like a hypocrite because I'm against these backyard fights because they're not safe at all. I mean, as you watch the documentary, there's no time limit. I mean, fuck time limits. There's no rounds. It's bare knuckle fighting. Basically, you either give up or just get knocked the fuck out. And, while I'm against that, it's like the fights are still entertaining. It's like none of these guys, nobody in this ring, and mind you, it's not a ring. It's a fucking backyard with four poles, rope, I think maybe four pieces of rope wrapped around it. I mean, there's nothing safe at all about this shit. But it's still goddamn entertaining. It's still entertaining. It's still people fighting. I guess just people fighting will always be entertaining. So, yes, please, watch it. They actually show a lot of fights. People get knocked the fuck out. And I don't want to spoil anything, but I will say this. One guy fights with a do-rag on, and he gets it knocked. He gets knocked out, the do-rag flies off. And you remember that scene at the end of Kill Bill when Uma Thurman cuts off, like, the very top of Lucy Liu's head? And, like, you see, like, her scalp, it spins in the air. That's exactly what this guy's do-rag does. Like, the guy hits him, knockout, and the fucking, it looks like a wig just flying in the air. And, check that out. I don't want to spoil anything because there's some funny ass moments. Actually, you know, let me spoil one more thing. Just real quick. This guy's fighting, all right, obviously. And I guess he wants to quit. He wants to stop fighting. And his girlfriend is there. And she starts cursing him out because he wants to quit. I guess the rent was due. I don't know. But just watch it. Dogfight documentary. It's on Netflix. And I think you can actually find it on YouTube. I believe it's floating around there. So, yeah, man. Check it out. Really good. And actually, the director of this is the same guy who he did the documentary for, like, Cocaine Cowboys, like, 1 and 2. So, this guy's good. So, he knows how to edit things and put stuff together. He could tell a really great story. So check it out. Dogfight. I guess that's my Netflix suggestion for the week. Did I say it right? Oh, I tried. That's it. That's the podcast for this week. I still haven't figured out how I'm going to do this, when they're going to come out. They're definitely there. I'm not doing once a month, but, you know, hopefully maybe I can get back to once a week or once every 2 weeks. I don't know, but I just got to get back to doing this. I miss it. I miss doing it. A couple of people miss it too, I guess, on Twitter. I got a couple of, messages like, where the fuck is my podcast? And I think Miss Cleo, actually, as I was trying to edit this together, I get a tweet from Miss Cleo, like, where the fuck is my podcast? I mean, she didn't say that, but, you know, I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, but here it is. Here it is. I apologize again if it came off a bit, the word I used was rusty. I just haven't done it in a while. So, my apologies. Whatever. If they get better, they get better. All right. So, take it easy. Till next time. Be safe. And, You can tell it's been a long time. I don't even know how to get off this. All right. Take it easy. Later. Bye. Yo, Ray. Baby. Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man.
Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. I'm gonna do my thing, nigga. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you... Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo... And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But, Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.
What up, nigga? Yeah, man, chill. Stick around for a minute. There's a lot of